You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open till 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays.
Live from Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
I am a freedom fighter, the name that history wrote, and even through disaster, eye of the tiger for hope. I'm trying to find my way back, there's no day off for heroes, and even when I'm tired, go is the only word. And the night is taking over, and the moonlight gets exposure, and the players have been chosen, and it seems like fate has spoken. When it seems your faith is broken by the second losing focus, ain't no way to get up, get up, get up, get up, unless you move forward.
But they wonder
when sometimes it freezes my shadow. In the midst of all this darkness, I sacrifice my ego. There ain't no room for selfish wish, we do it for the people. And the night is taking over, and the moonlight gets exposure, and the players have been chosen, and it seems like fate has spoken. When it seems your faith is broken by the second losing focus, ain't no way to get up, get up, get up, get up, unless you move forward. Everybody here trying to get on top. Everybody from the birth down to the down two blocks. Gotta hold on tight and don't let go, let go. So you think you hot? Gotta grind hard, give it all you got. You can have it, you can have not. We see that a lot in the ghetto, ghetto. It's on again, it's on again, whoa.
Live from Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, good morning Lancaster, and good morning to the rest of Great Britain as well. This is the Big Bailrig Breakfast Broadcast, broadcast with Sam Carruthers on 95.3 FM. It's just past 8 a.m. on Tuesday the 17th of February 2026. Stick around with us, we've got a great show planned for you as always, with a great spotlight session coming up. And right now we're going to start you off with some Ricky Martin. Let's get going.
New kicks in the kick.
York City in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
Well, that was Ricky Martin and Livin' La Vida Loca starting off our show this morning. Now, today is a very special day in the calendar for two reasons. That's right, it's both Pancake Tuesday and the Lunar New Year. And there's lots of events on campus happening for you to celebrate this intriguing mix of holidays. Lonsdale are kicking things off today in Lonsdale Hub at 12:30 with pancakes and a Lunar New Year celebration, followed by Fylde's Chinese New Year celebration in their common room at 2 p.m. At the same time, the chaplaincy are giving out free pancakes. And then finally, Graduate College will have pancakes tonight at 6 p.m, followed by their Lunar New Year celebrations at 7 p.m. You could almost make a crawl out of it. So plenty of events for us to fill ourselves with pancakes and celebrate the Year of the Horse. Looking at the rest of the week, if you somehow didn't drown in the maelstrom of couples posts on Instagram at the weekend, then Ember Studios have their Valentine's showcase tomorrow at 7 p.m. featuring some amazing routines that their talented performers have been working on. You can get your free tickets on the events portal, so that's definitely worth checking out. And for any movie loving listeners, there's plenty for you as well this week. Take Two Cinema are showing Hamlet every night this week at 7:15 p.m. one that's been talked about a lot at the awards ceremonies lately. And South Campus will have their movie night on Thursday at 8 p.m. in the Snug Lonsdale Cinema Room, whereas North Campus will have theirs in County College on Saturday, also at 8 p.m. Now that's it for Campus Roundup this week. As always, there's plenty more happening and you can check out the events portal for the particulars. Coming up now, we've got some more great music, starting with Sigrid and Everybody Says They're Fine.
Worry about the future, think recovery with humor. No one talks about the ending, and I guess I wanna blend in. So jealous of those people, the wake up carefree by default. I keep changing my direction, and every thought becomes a question. It's like everybody knows something I don't, and nobody told. They're fine. Talk my
You're listening to 95.3 Bale Rig FM.
I've been living on the road, made a buck off my soul. I've been singing stories to the crowd. It's been a while since I've been home. I think about you every night, wonder what it would have been like if I stuck around and settled down, maybe in another life. So if I fly too far, will I still have a place inside your heart? Steady on the ground when my head's lost in the clouds. In the clouds, that spotlight, though it shines bright, could never drown you out. I know it's hard when I'm away. I just hope you don't lose faith, 'cause I told the truth when I said to you that I'll be back someday. So if I
FM.
Well, that was Chance Peña with I Am Not Who I Was, and we're heading over to the sports desk now, where Arsenal are maintaining a steady 5-point lead at the top of the Premier League, despite a 1-1 draw with Brentford on Thursday. Their next test will be against bottom of the league Wolves on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Manchester City are improving on their luck, seeing off Fulham 3-0 on Wednesday. And Manchester United faltered ever so slightly, drawing 1-1 with West Ham last Tuesday, ending their four-win streak. They're clinging on to fourth spot, just 1 point ahead of Chelsea, who have seen a very similar run recently, also drawing 2-2 with Leeds. So there's all to play for when it comes to spots in the next Champions League series. And looking over at cricket, England have moved through to the Super 8 stage in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup after a dramatic win over Italy. In that group match at Eden Gardens, England posted 202-7 thanks to a rapid 53 off 22 bowls from Will Jacks. And key contributions from Sam Curran and Jamie Overton with the ball helped restrict Italy to 178, giving England a 24-run victory. Heading over to the US, the Piston Cup has kicked off with a bang at the 68th Florida 500, held at the International Super Speedway in Daytona Beach. Rowdy Revan Bush, driver for Hostile Takeover Bank, finished first in the qualifying races and claimed pole position, but the ultimate winner of the 500-mile race was Nick Shift, racing for Spearmint, who saw an incredible last-minute win overtaking race leader Dan Garcia in the last quarter of the lap. The result marks Shift's second Florida 500 win, his first being back in 2021. But perhaps the most surprising part of the race was the three-car pile-up in the 123rd lap, taking Tom Shiftright, Axel Wheeler and Aaron Clocker out of the race early and putting them squarely at the bottom of the table moving forwards. The next race will be the Virginia 400, taking place this Sunday. Now, over in Milan Cortina, the 2026 Winter Olympics continue to produce headlines. Great Britain enjoyed a historic couple of days with a Super Sunday, where the team secured two gold medals in one day, a first in Winter Games history for Britain. Charlotte Banks and Hugh Nightingale won mixed team snowboard cross, Britain's very first Olympic gold on snow. And later, Matt Weston and Tabby Stockard struck gold in the mixed skeleton event. An especially impressive feat considering the UK doesn't actually have an ice track and the athletes were required to train on a rubber track at the University of Bath that was just 140 metres long, designed to help them nail their starts, which is one of the most crucial parts of a successful skeleton run. And in other Olympic action, Austria claimed gold in the men's super team ski jumping event in a competition disrupted by heavy snow, with Poland and Norway completing the podium. Heading over now to entertainment, rock legends Foo Fighters have dropped a batch of new music on their website, but with a twist. The band released 10 new pieces, each between 5 and 13 seconds long, and only one of them features vocals. Frontman Dave Grohl has said previously that their 12th studio album is complete, and this most recent drop has fans speculating about how the full record will be unveiled. Meanwhile, pop icon Britney Spears has sold the rights to her entire music catalogue to independent publisher Primary Wave in a deal reported to be worth around $200 million. The catalogue includes some of her biggest hits, from Baby One More Time to Toxic, and the sale places her alongside other major artists who have monetized their catalogues in recent years. And the move comes after years of personal and legal challenges and is being framed as Britney reclaiming control over her legacy. Elsewhere, pop star Chappell Roan has announced she is leaving the Wasserman talent agency. Her decision follows the release of documents linking Wasserman's founder to controversial figures associated with notorious sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Roan has said she believes artists shouldn't have to compromise on their values, and her stance has sparked discussion about accountability and representation in the music industry. And lastly, British pop legend Robbie Williams is confirmed to make a special appearance at the upcoming Brit Awards later this month. He's due to present an award at the ceremony, and the first time it's being held outside London at Manchester's Co-op Live. The event will also feature performances by Harry Styles, Olivia Dean and Wolf Alice, with comedian Jack Whitehall hosting. Williams is also slated to play a charity concert the night before the show. So that's the news for this week. Heading into some more great song choices before our travel update, starting with Noah Kahan and Northern Attitude.
Breathing in, breathing out, how you been? You settled down, you feeling right, you feeling proud. How are your kids? Where are they now? You build a boat, you build a life. You lose your friends, you lose your wife. You settle in to routine. Where are you? Does it mean?
I'm not how you hoped. Forget my northern attitude.
scared to die. You build a boat, you build a life. You lose your kids, you lose your wife. You settle down, you're feeling lost. You're getting stoned and kicking rocks.
Everything professional, but something's changed. It's something I like. The key, watchful eyes on us, so it's best that we move fast and keep quiet. You won't believe half the things I see inside my head. Wait till you see half the things that haven't happened yet. What would you do if I went to touch you now? What would you do if they never found us out? What would you do if we never made up?
Thank you.
FM.
Well, that was I Can See You by Taylor Swift, taking us up to 28 minutes past 8. Now, we're going to take a look at the weather and travel across Lancashire as we get going this Tuesday morning. Weather first, and it's a fairly typical February start out there today. Temperatures are sitting on the chilly side, around 3 to 4 degrees, especially if you're heading out early. It should hopefully be clear skies throughout most of the day, and even better, it should be largely dry today. There is a bit of a light breeze around, which does add to the chill, so it's definitely one of those mornings where it feels colder than it says it is. And as we move through the morning, temperatures aren't going to rise much, so expect it to stay cool and dry with perhaps the odd brighter spell to break through later on with a slightly warmer temperature. Turning to travel, and it's a fairly standard Tuesday rush hour shaping up. Traffic is building steadily on the main routes into Lancaster, with slower movement through the city centre and along the A6, particularly near busy junctions and traffic lights. There are some major roadworks taking place on the M8 around Junction 26 at Glasgow, so if you're heading from Scotland to Lancashire today, you may see some delays on that stretch. The M6 around Junction 34 is also seeing heavier volumes this morning, especially on slip roads as drivers join the motorway. Nothing out of the ordinary for this time of day, but it could add a few extra minutes to your journey if you're heading north or south. And with the colder conditions overnight, it's worth staying alert for damp or slightly slippery patches on roads or any untreated ice, especially on shaded stretches and less treated surfaces. Pedestrians and cyclists might want to take extra care too. So overall, it's a cold but settled start to the day, so give yourself a little extra time, wrap up warm and take it steady on the roads. That's it for the weather and the travel. We're going to have our spotlight session coming up now. We're going to be focusing on the work of the brilliant Miles Smith. And so to introduce us, here's a song I'm sure most of us will recognise. This is Stargazing, so take a listen.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Well, that was Stargazing by Miles Smith, kicking off our Spotlight session this week. Now, Miles is a British singer-songwriter who grew up in an ethically diverse community. He listened to a wide range of genres growing up, eventually teaching himself guitar and performing covers at parties and open mic nights, focusing on songwriters like Ed Sheeran, Marcus Mumford, and Chris Martin. He started posting covers on TikTok, and in 2022, one of these clips caught the attention of Eric Parker, an attorney and CEO of Extended Play Music Group, who offered to be Smith's manager. The two took an unconventional approach, deciding to build an audience before making a record. Miles continued to post covers of songs he thought would engage the fans that would be receptive to the music that he wanted to write. And then in late 2023, he released several singles. Stargazing, which is the one you've just heard, was released in 2024 in the spring, and it held the top spot on the Billboard Alternative Airplay chart in September 2024. It was playing a lot during kind of summer 2024. It's a big throwback for me to that time. And Miles Smith is one of those artists who has grown really quickly, but it doesn't feel forced or anything like that. There's something very genuine about the way that he writes. It's emotional without being over the top, and it feels like he's actually kind of talking about his own life in this. And a lot of his songs come from quite personal places, relationships, growing up, trying to figure out where you belong, and Stargazing sets the tone for that quite a bit. It's reflective and it's still easy to get lost in. And the next track leans even more into that idea of belonging and identity. It's a bit more grounded, a bit more rooted, but it feels very close to the heart. It's called My Home, and it was one of those original singles that was first released in late 2023. So let's take a listen.
Like a shelter from the storm, a fireplace that keeps me warm. Like a match can spark a flame, you start a fire inside my veins. Somehow with you I don't feel alone. You'll always be my home. Accept me for my flaws. You give me everything and more. Even in my darkest nights, I know you're there right by my side. Somehow with you, I don't feel alone. You'll always be my home. My heart, I'll be with you wherever you are. My home, my heart, I feel
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was My Home by Miles Smith, one of his first singles released back in 2023. And one of the things I really like about Miles Smith is the simplicity of his songs. He doesn't try to dress things up too much. They're emotive, they're expressive, but they're not overbearing. You know, they feel a lot like regular people would feel in those circumstances. And the next track shifts the focus slightly. And Solo is the first track that introduced me to Miles Smith, and it's one of my favourites. Looking at the lyrics, we discover a few key themes: the pain of losing a loved one, the search for purpose and connection, and the way that memories can play a part in both of those. And the musical components complement the lyrics perfectly, with the use of minor chords and a slow tempo contributing to the overall feeling of melancholy. And furthermore, Smith's vocals are raw and emotive, conveying the intensity of the emotions that he's singing about. It conveys a sense of vulnerability that allows listeners to connect with the song on a personal level. So without further ado, let's listen to it. Here's Solo.
You promised a lifetime, but left in a moment. I wonder if you even think about me. Throw me a lifeline, cause I'm barely floating, stranded and broken. You know you got me lost in the dark. Is it too late? Is it too late for us? You know you got me lost in my heart. Is it too late? Is it too late for us? Oh, why'd you get me so high to leave me so low, to leave me so low? Oh, I was wasting my time hoping you'd call, but damn, you're so cold. Oh, why'd you make me feel safe just to walk away, just to let me go? Oh, why'd you get me so high to leave me so low, to leave me so low? You looked like an angel, thought I was in heaven, but now I'm just falling without you. I thought I was able to learn from my lessons, was trying my best, but you know you got me lost in the dark. Is it too late? Is it too late for us? You know you got me lost in my heart. Is it too late? Is it too late for us? Oh, why'd you get me so high to leave me so low, to leave me so low? Oh, I was wasting my time hoping you'd call, but damn, you're so cold. Oh, why'd you make me feel safe just to walk away, just to let me go? Oh, why'd you get me so high to leave me so low, to leave me so low? Oh, why'd you get me so high to leave me so low, to leave me so low? Oh, wasting my time hoping you'd call, but damn, you're so cold.
Bailrig FM.
That was Solo by Miles Smith, one of my absolute favourites by him. First heard it back in early 2024, and it's just phenomenal. Now, to finish up this spotlight, I wanted to end on something a little bit lighter. This one is a more recent hit of his. It was released last September. It's called Stay If You Wanna Dance, and it has more movement to it, a bit more warmth, and it shows that he's not just about quiet, reflective moments like we've heard, but he can also write something that feels open and joyful and upbeat. And about the single, single, he said himself, "This song is about escaping the cycle that makes life feel smaller than it really is. At its heart, it's about connection, freedom, and choosing to live for now." Now, it had to be a part of this spotlight session. It's still thoughtful, still personal, but it's got a lift to it that makes it a really nice way to round things off. So if you're easing into your morning or you just need something that feels good to vibe with for a few minutes, this is a good one to end on. Here's Stay If You Wanna Dance.
If you wanna dance, take my hand, take my hand. Cancel all your plans, take a chance, take a chance. Ain't got forever, we only got today. If you got a night to feel alive, then baby stay. Late night stuck in my head, this apartment's getting colder, colder. Gotta get out.
Hurry up, I'm waiting.
News, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Stay If You Wanna Dance by Miles Smith, finishing off our spotlight session for the week. Do hope you've enjoyed that one. And let's switch gears now and share some good news to brighten the morning, and I think you're gonna like this one. So this week there's an exciting development in the world of marine conservation, and it's one that's worth celebrating. Scientists and conservationists have found a clever new way to protect vulnerable marine mammals using the very infrastructure that's already beneath the ocean. Now, you've probably heard that there are millions of miles of undersea communications cables running across our oceans, the ones that carry the internet and phone signals between continents, and those cables have traditionally just been seen as part of global connectivity infrastructure. But researchers are now finding they can serve a completely different purpose as well. By repurposing data from these undersea cables, things like subtle changes in temperature, sound, and movement, scientists are able to build a real-time picture of what's happening under the waves. That means we can better track and understand the habitats of species like whales, dolphins, and seals, and spot risks to them earlier than ever before. And what's really neat about this is that it's not about spending millions of dollars on new equipment, it's about making smarter use of what already exists. And for species that are threatened by things like ship strikes, fishing gear entanglement, and climate change, even small improvements in monitoring can make can make a big difference. So this week's good news comes from the Deep Blue Sea, reminding us that innovation and care can go hand in hand, and that sometimes solutions come from the most unexpected places. So that's your good news for today, technology helping us protect some of the ocean's most magnificent creatures. We're almost finished for the day. We've got another couple of songs for you now. Firstly, Fleetwood Mac with Little Lies.
Lancaster. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Don't worry about a thing. I know it'll be alright. Don't worry about a thing. Thinking about what you got, everything's ours. Wanna dip, get a new spot? Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, night never ends, no hurry, no hurry. Shorty look thick so the lines get blurry, and the nights in your paws, so we might get DJ, let the beat play, make a heat wave when you replay this. Tonight we gon' party like it's DJ, Young and Free saying it's the one on my CK. The moon is the light, the sky's the ceiling, low is the bass and the high is the feeling. The world is a club, all in, cause we can. This one for the books, don't worry about a thing.
This is 95.3 Bale Rig FM.
Well, that was Mad Con and Ray Dalton there with Don't Worry. And with that, folks, that's all we've got time for today. Do hope you've enjoyed the show. If you ever want to be featured on any of our segments, if you'd like to appear on the show and be interviewed, we're always looking for new guests, so message me on Instagram at Samuel Carruthers. We're going to leave you today with Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa on One Kiss. This has been the Big Bale Rig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on Tuesday, the 17th of February, 2026. We're just coming up on 9 a.m. now. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8 a.m. as always with another show. So until then, have a very good rest of your week and goodbye. Like all you need.
see wonderland in your eyes. Might need your company tonight.
Your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bale Rig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Salter?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Salton's has everything you need to take a night.